Thank you for calling XPO Escalation Line. My name is Nina. How may I help you?
Hey, Nina, I got a question. I got a customer on my back line, and she said that she was trying to reach out. She called in to somebody, but the call dropped, and she said she was trying to get in touch with the installation company, and she said that that's why she was on hold. But I was like, I ain't know that we had the numbers on our end to the company.
On the work order, in under segments.
Okay, let me go back to it. Okay, segments.
So what is that order number?
Her order number is 06 A for Apple, 6 L for Frank, 887.
And that's 06 A 6 F 887.
Yes.
And this is for Holly Hendricks in Love Park.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. The technician company, when you go down to segment, so this is a pending client reschedule for a built-in cooktop. It was today.
Yeah, no, she said that they came out to her home. I think she said yesterday, but I forgot what she said the issue was when they came. But she said that she was trying to get back in touch with them, and she said whoever she was talking to on the phone, they disconnected like with a line drop. But she said that they was transfer her over, and I was like, well, I was saying to myself, like, I never knew that we had the numbers to them.
Oh yes, the numbers. Anytime you have to call the technician. You go down to segment and hover over the service provider, not the service provider employee. The service provider has the technician phone number and his email.
Okay. And will we be able, can I give her the number? I have it like...
Oh, no, no. Never give him the number. Internal privacy. If they ask, say, may I place you on a brief hold to reach out to the technician? And then you call the technician. Copy the phone number, call them. Let's say you don't get them on the phone. Mm-hmm. Leave a voicemail and the order number and the customer's last name of the issue. So she's just basically trying to reschedule.
She wants to know. I don't know what the issue was, but she was just like, they came back and she was trying to, they were supposed to come in and do her cabinets. And I don't know what the issue was, but she was like, she was trying to get back in touch with them.
Now you said you don't know what the issue was. Did you read the notes from August 14th? Because the notes looks like it says what's wrong. It says customer needs to be contacted by tech who did install. She stated the Home Depot is trying to get her to get an entire new unit, though she was told it could be done with fillers. So the additional work, the reason why it couldn't be done, because Home Depot needs to order fillers for the customer.
Okay, so I'm just going to call this customer. We'll see what they say and then see what else she need, because that ain't got nothing to do with the install. If Home Depot got to order her cabinets with her fillers.
No, Home Depot got to order the fillers. Mm-hmm. That's what, see, she don't have to have cabinet modifications, because the technician said that all she got to do is get the fillers from Home Depot, then reschedule the installation and make sure that Home Depot has the fillers additional service applied. So you're going to have to call the technician, because you need to find a quote for how much the filler is going to cost and the next available date. And what you would have to do is reach out to, you can reach out to me and so I can open it up for you if they agree to all of this.
Okay. I'm about to do that now. Thank you, Nina.
Okay.